24-23 after you're trailing 20-0 when you come back. You've played in some big games, Aaron. How do you put this one into words?
OG Medusa, 420 friendly, y'all. California, I'm Ernesto, and I'm high on TV.
Congratulations.
Warning, you are about to enter the flop shop. Please proceed with caution.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Flop Shop. Paul and Hamburger, I of course am Paul, and to my very right is my friend, the one, the only, Hamburger.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. You know, I felt like it's been a while since we've actually sat down to recording, and I'm not sure if you noticed this. We lied.
We lied.
We lied a little bit to our audience.
I think if you're married for as long as we've been married, the lies and the truth start to just kind of become
meld together into one thing.
Right.
We did promise our audience that we would push out a show.
You mean Ben?
Between Taco and your mom, our two leading.
They love the show.
We got to get them t-shirts.
We should. If they don't already have fashioned crude t-shirts out of duct tape and just undershirts.
I like to think that we are doing our best to try to get this show out on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
not only have we failed to do that,
yes,
we missed week one entirely. And not only have we missed week one, but if you're listening to this right now, we didn't even give you our hot takes about last night's game.
No, we did not.
Which, by the way, I had the hottest of hot takes that would have led you to some buku fantasy points.
Would you? Really?
No, not really.
Because
nothing that we do will help any team in any way.
You know what we could have done, but we didn't. We could have blamed our intern's production team, saying we already did a show and they recorded over it with like Tosh.0 or whatever the kids are watching. I don't know.
Would that be like, you remember how back in the day you'd have a VHS tape, and to prevent you from taping over, there would be a little plastic tab that if you pulled the plastic tab, then all of a sudden you wouldn't be able to record over that VHS tape. And it was like everything that you put there is now locked.
Here's a fun story. My uncle's a Giants fan, and he recorded Super Bowl 86, the 86 Super Bowl, the Giants Super Bowl. He recorded over his wedding.
Did they have VHS back then? Or was that Betamax?
No, they had the VHS.
They had VHS stuff. So he taped over his wedding.
Yeah. He just grabbed a tape.
He just grabbed any tape.
Well, we're Neanderthals at heart, really. We grab and whatever our hand touches, we use for various instruments.
Which is more valuable?
Okay.
Which one
will you watch again?
Well, that would make it more valuable.
Yes,
which is going to have a more likely second watch? Your wedding video from the mid-1980s or watching New York Football Giants
win their first Super Bowl.
Right? And you are watching history. I believe that's where they invented the Gatorade bath, isn't it?
Yes.
That was the Super Bowl.
That was Lawrence Taylor and Harry, and was it a Carl Banks?
I believe Carl Banks.
Carl Banks. Yeah, and Harry Carson.
And that, you are watching true history versus what's most likely a divorce waiting to happen.
Well, what came first, the divorce?
The divorce or the tape? We will never know.
But the question of which is more valuable, I think the more valuable one is the wedding. The more watched one is the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Right?
Well,
I mean,
that's still debatable. That's the answer that you give, that you don't want to sleep on the couch. Of course our wedding is more important.
Right, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, not the best.
Well,
so why don't we talk a little bit, since we're here, about our missed week one, because I have some questions.
Oh man,
I have questions. Yes. I mean this was a insane week one.
It was,
especially it was. For our league, and I have never seen this happen before in all my years of fantasy football. And Paul, I am looking to you for answers as to what is going on.
Oh man.
Riddle me this.
Ooh.
We had 5 games this past weekend.
We did.
3. Mm. Count them. 3 of those, out of those 5 games,
okay,
were decided by 3 points or less. They were close. Now, let me throw another stat at you with those 3 games. Okay. Of those 3 games that were 3 points or less, two of them
mm-hmm.
were decided by less than 1 point. Less than 1 point. Yeah. What are the statistical likelihood of that happening? And the NFL finished with a tie. Are the stars aligning? Is Thanos on his way? Did the magic...
Spoiler alert. Well, I'll say this. I'm impressed that you came up with those stats off the top of your head. Seriously.
I do watch everyone's game.
Yeah.
I watch everyone's game in our league on a weekly basis because I get a kick out of it.
It's fun.
To see who I'm going to be competing against. And that's the thing about week one. You don't really know what you have, and you don't know who you're going up against until after week one has played out.
Let me give you a stat.
Mm-hmm.
There were 7 rookie coaches this year in the NFL. There are 7 altogether. Pat Shermer, he's one of them. Rookie head coaches.
Rookie. So you're not counting like John Gruden.
I am counting. I'll count Gruden.
Gruden counts as a rookie coach?
Well, I'll say this. There's 7 first-year head coaches that haven't coached head coach in the last 10 years. So like Pat Shermer was the coach of the Browns.
Sure.
For like a hot minute, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. All 7 lost.
Yeah, that is weird stuff.
I know.
All right. Does that actually mean anything?
No, it's just
because most of these guys are like, they're not true first-year coaches. They're new to the program. So all 7 of the guys with new programs
lost.
They lost this week.
Let me ask you a question. I just created this off the top of my head.
Okay.
Okay. Now I want to ask first, which is more impressive, that this question coming up, or the fact that I don't have anything prepared?
We never have anything prepared.
I know.
This is a horrible, horrible show where nobody learns anything, and your team will suffer for it.
It's pretty good to mow the lawn too, though, because I think it drowns out the mower. You just, you know. Yeah. Sorry, here's my question.
That would be a horrible Twitter poll. Twitter poll! Which is better, listening to the sound of a lawnmower or the sound of our voices?
Which white noise do you prefer? Why is it gotta be white noise?
Hey, I might take a knee.
So, all right. Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Which player surprised you the most this weekend, for better or worse?
Biggest surprise for this weekend. Yeah. I am probably gonna have to go with Peterman. From the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
I knew... Wait,
Peterman, you thought he... All right, go on.
I knew he was going to be bad. But for some reason, I didn't think he was going to be that bad. You know how they say that even a broken broken clock is right twice a day? Yeah. So I didn't think it was really going to be as bad as that outing was.
Yeah.
That was absolutely ridiculous, what we saw there.
Can we throw in the drop, Peterman... From Office Space. Hey,
Peterman! I thought you were going to go Family Guy with that, but I think we could throw that in. All right, let's see what we can do with that. Okay. So, as far as surprises, I was shocked.
Shocked.
So, could a player? Mm. You know what? Now I'm rolling through the Rolodex of stats that I randomly keep in the back of my head, and I think there is a stat out there, and we might have to fact check this later on. But I don't think Peterman has ever actually finished a game.
Peterman.
That he started.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I think he started maybe 7 or 8.
NFL games in his career, and he has never finished a single one. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, this is it.
Oh man,
this is going to be his show.
He must have some dirt on everybody. Like coach is like, Peterman, you're cut. Peterman looks at him and just kind of taps a briefcase. And he's like, oh, just kidding. Didn't know you had those photos.
How does a guy like that still get work in this league? All right, anyway, so he's my biggest disappointment or my biggest surprise. I don't know, and I know what you're saying at home. That's not a surprise, but it was a surprise to me, right?
Brooklyn Clark. Yeah.
This is what I loved. This was my favorite surprise.
I'm ready.
My surprise of seeing that Saquon Barkley is really a thing.
Real?
Like, I know there's going to be hype, and I know there's going to be a learning curve, but just knowing that any second a guy like that touches the ball, he could be gone.
He could be gone.
He could be gone on every play.
Unreal.
It could be gone.
I like it when he was running.
This guy's a young age. Remember Adrian Peterson? When he
would demoralize people.
Yes, like the young Adrian Peterson pre-Madden cover.
Oh. We should do a show about that.
About the Madden cover?
Yeah.
The Madden curse. It's a curse?
Man.
Oh, man, if only we can go back in time.
We did it?
Oh, yeah. We totally did.
Yeah.
And we would know that a guy like that is for real.
Yeah,
the
real.
Guy who drafted Barkley, he's got... that liquid gold.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sitting there.
I had this conversation with Brendan because he was saying he was worried because the first half Saquon didn't look he just wasn't gaining anything, but the second half he was busting out huge runs. And my explanation was this: yeah, the first half he was running directly at the middle linebacker the entire time.
Right.
And then the second half, middle linebacker don't want no more.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm good. I'm really tired of
you. Just wore him down.
Wore him down.
Watch
the play where he tears off the 60-yard touchdown. He just runs directly into him. And he's like, just bounces off.
Yeah, there were three guys who
didn't want any of that sauce.
Oh.
They said, no, thank you.
But to know that you can do that on every play, that was my positive surprise of the week. That somebody who is hyped still ended up being the hype that we thought they were going to be. They are who we thought they
I just
are.
Figured it out.
But they are who we thought they
Peterman
were.
Peterman is Saquon's opposite.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So, what kind of day are you having? A Peterman day or a Saquon's day? Say it's more like a Peterman day.
This feels like a real Friday. Peterman kind of day.
Yeah, we should grade people on Peterman or Saquon. Some people are coming out tonight. They're Saquons. You'll like them.
They're Saquons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a whole room of Saquons in here.
My in-laws, real Peterman. No, I love my in-laws.
Oh, Miss Paul. It's a good thing she doesn't listen either.
Her and everyone else.
Everyone else?
Yeah.
Can I add something on to this little fake segment that we're doing
here? What the heck? No one else is listening.
So I gave you my feelings on who... my surprises, either good or bad for the week for the league.
Yep.
Can I give you my surprise of the week for our league?
You're pregnant.
And you are the father. how did that happen?
That would be an interesting baby.
That would be a very, very strange child.
It's a different show. All right, what's your surprise?
Well, so we did a show about curses.
We did.
And
you didn't curse on it, though.
I am very surprised
that
the curses that we had identified are so far holding out to actually be pretty accurate. Like, you know, we were saying the whole curse thing tongue-in-cheek, but what's going on with the Madden cover over in Pittsburgh right now?
They lost to the Browns. Not, don't tell me tied. When you tie the Browns...
A tie is a loss in the NFL.
It's basically like this. You're dating a girl. You're maybe a high schooler dating a girl, and she's like okay, and it turns out that she was also dating someone else at the same time.
Yeah.
Did you really win that one?
No. That's an NFL tie.
And then she breaks up with both of you at the same time. That's a tie.
Can we blame that on the curse?
Of course.
That's the curse.
Of course. You've seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
I have seen Pirates of the Caribbean. So that,
have you seen the seventh one?
This time he wears an even weirder scarf.
They have to explain why the Kraken is there.
I look like even more of a defunct Axl Rose. Why? Yeah. No. Okay. Come on. I want to get to the bottom of this curse thing.
Okay, all
right. Can I ask you a question? You might have to go back in your thought process with this.
Oh boy.
Who was drafted number one in our draft? Which player was drafted overall number one? Because it was not the girly man.
It was Lev Bell. Wasn't Lev Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What team does he play for?
The Pittsburgh Steelmen.
What other player is on that team that's currently holding the team hostage?
Holding the team hostage?
Yes. That's holding. He's not playing it's right
Lev
now.
Lev Bell.
Okay. Now.
Same person, yeah. It's like, this is a trick question.
No. I'm going somewhere here.
Trying to make me look foolish in front of our three listeners?
This was... Okay.
Okay.
That was the number one draft pick.
Mm.
He is on the cover of Madden, yes?
Was he? No, Antonio
Brown. Brown is on the cover of... Okay. No.
You're gonna try to save this?
I am gonna.
Just dropped the hamburger on the floor.
No. I'm still going somewhere with this.
You're trying to blow off the dirt.
Teammates.
Oh, this is a stretch.
This is not a stretch.
Okay.
Is everything that we were seeing with that game? Mm-hmm. Can you blame that on the curse?
I blame everything on the curse. I do. Because just to support your theory, I think that Antonio Brown, he had a pretty good game.
Did.
But, yeah. But how do you like James Conner?
Mm. I'm curious who ended up picking that player. Because that player wasn't drunk.
This guy. I got him off the wire.
You got him off the wire.
I had to.
How soon after the wire did you do that?
I got it pretty soon. It was a speculative pick because, it was like, is Lev Bell really going to sit out this much?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a roster spot. So I have three leagues, and I only got James Conner in one league because I just didn't have the room in the leagues, and I didn't know that he was going to be doing what he did. So I hedged my bets, and I took him.
Okay.
I played him. Did well.
Would you be willing to trade him?
Yes.
Okay.
In a heartbeat. I have no problem trading him. And no one wants to trade except for Ben, me, and Ben. So I think Ben and I traded first round picks for next year.
He gets
my first round in exchange for my first round.
That's interesting.
I get his first round for...
Does that need to be documented somewhere, or is this just a gentleman's agreement between the two of you?
I'm giving him my first round, and in exchange I get his.
Yes.
No, I get to pick then. I get to pick at his spot.
I see what you're saying.
So this year you can trade picks. We're trading just to trade.
You're trading just for the sake of the trade. Well, at least you're active. But
no.
I would expect that now that we're going into week two, the trade offer should start to pick up because now you know what you have.
We never have that many trades. What are people scared of?
I think guys are nervous about making the wrong decision with somebody who's real within your league. If I drop a guy and somebody else picks him up and that player does well, I could be like, I made a bad decision against myself.
Right.
If I trade a player to you,
yep.
And then you do well with that player.
That's heartbreak.
Oh.
That's you dump the girl, and then your buddy's dating her, and she lost the glasses.
Yes.
And shed the weight, and now she looks fantastic.
Oh, and it's like, with that, you were with me.
Braces came off.
Oh.
What is that?
She's all that. Pygmalion. What? Pretty Woman.
Princess Diaries?
Is that Princess Diaries?
I don't know.
Why would we know that?
We really do know that.
So, why did I bring that up in the first place, this whole idea of curses? Because I wanted to try to come full circle back to the curse of our league.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Who won best draft?
The Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. This is somebody who won best draft, and then what is the curse in our league about winning best draft?
If you win best draft, you cannot bear children.
Yes. A mule will kick you in the crotch at some point before the end of the season.
Before the cock crows three times. No, no. No, the curse is that, of course, naturally, you lose.
You lose.
You get nothing.
Nothing.
You get nothing.
You don't end
you
up
lose.
Winning the league.
Good yeah. day, sir.
Remember I was throwing out some stats in the beginning of this train wreck?
Oh, I do remember. Some of the stats were inaccurate.
they were
good. Lev Bell isn't on the cover.
Three games
yeah.
in fantasy decided by less than 3 points.
Oh, yeah.
Two games decided by less than 1 point.
My game was decided by 5 points, but that's still really close.
That's still pretty close.
Or 4 points. Yeah.
Actually, your game, I think, was like 3.5.
Can I just talk yeah. about that for a second? I had Amari Cooper, wide receiver one for Oakland.
Yeah.
John Gruden.
Yeah.
Big teeth, weird haircut. All right. I need 6 points from number one wide receiver. Nope.
Didn't happen.
He got one reception for a handful of yards, then one carry for 9. But Jared Cook got 180 yards. Share the wealth, dude.
That's dems the breaks.
Amari, what a disappointment. I'm so mad at Amari Cooper. And I can't even trade him because nobody wants him.
Nobody wants him now.
Such a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Alabama.
So Randy goes into the game a favorite. Actually, he was the projected favorite of points for that week.
Oh, yes, it was.
And not only did he end up losing that game by 1 point, he was being blown out yeah. up until like the last
yeah.
play of the game of Monday Night Football. And if it wasn't for the girly man putting up 23 points in that
man.
Effort, he would have been blown out. But to come back that close,
yeah.
and it was less than 1 point of pulling out a victory. And the difference between starting the season 1-0 and starting 0-1, oh my goodness.
I know.
Is that the curse?
Yes. It's the curse rearing its head. It's the curse introducing himself to Randy.
And like, hello, you may still end up going to the championship game, but I just want to let you know, I'm here.
Keep your bags packed. You know, you're not going anywhere. Yeah, or you are going. You get the idea.
Yeah, so something like that.
Can I say this too? Someone who surprised me, thanks for asking, this mm-hmm. week,
mm.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
He went nuts. Him and the cheat code, Tariq the Freak Hill.
You know, the funny thing about Mahomes, the CD...
Mahomes.
Right. I'm going to call him Mahomes.
It's Mahomes.
Mahomes. Yeah. CBS Sports had him as a bust alert before week one.
I hate that. They don't know anything. Unless it's good news for my team. Then I think
I don't have him on my squad, but I was thinking, really?
Yeah.
Bust alert? All right.
I don't really get that because... Yeah, no, him to Tariq Hill. If Tariq Hill could learn how to run routes, mm-hmm. well, he has got the speed and the good hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm peanut butter and jealous because I don't have Tariq Hill and Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes!
I would have liked to have that combo. Would I trade for them? Yes. Would I trade James Conner for them? Maybe.
Well, you heard it. I mean, we're open for trades this week. You guys have to start getting a little bit more active.
Take the top button off.
Right?
Kind of
take pull the fear away.
Right.
Trading in fantasy football is not the kiss of death.
No.
Trust your instincts.
Let me ask you this. If you win best draft and you do everything you can to offload that team, does it help shake the curse? Or does it matter?
No, it's indifferent. No matter what you do, you are doomed.
So it's the shipwrights, the shipmakers paradox, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you do A, then B is going to happen anyway. Okay. So if you try to switch it to B, well, then A was going to... It's inevitable.
Inedible. It is, though. That's both true.
It is true.
All right.
So do you think we should give folks a little bit to work with this week before they set their Sunday
yeah.
and Monday night lineups?
I think I'm about ready to do this. I'm going to
okay.
wrap it up.
Yeah. So I think we should at least give our listening audience some food for thought, something that may or may not actually help them as they decide their lineups this weekend. I'm talking about a little game that we play.
Cool.
Something.
What?
Or nothing.
Well, cue the theme music.
Is this something older, or is this nothing?
Kelsey,
this is the game that we play where I identify key injuries going into week two, and my counterpart here will decide for you, the listening audience, is
your counterpart
this something, or is this nothing?
All right, let's do it.
Something or nothing. Here we go. I'm thinking about the games coming up. These are injuries where the player sat out of Wednesday's practice for various reasons. I would like you to tell me, was this player who sat out on Wednesday, is this something?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this nothing?
And I want to remind the TV viewer audience, I have no prior knowledge of these questions. Or
nope. None of these Paul has any knowledge of ahead of time, so he does not prepare.
Don't even know the
players. He does not prepare anyway, and he may or may not even know the names of these players.
Correct.
Here we go. Let's start with Colts at Redskins. The Vegas line is giving Redskins -6 just for our betting audience here. Let's talk about running back Marlon Mack.
Wow, the Mack
track. Indianapolis Colts, he is sitting out. He sat out this past Wednesday with a hamstring injury. He was quoted saying, "Today, every day, I'm getting better." Had limited snaps yesterday, Thursday practice. Is this something or nothing?
Every day I'm getting better.
Well, I guess every day I'm getting better. It's a direct quote from him today.
Yeah. What's he gonna say? My leg. My leg done broke. I'm done. I can't keep playing. No, I think that's a big something to be worried about. You know what? If you've got Marlon Mack on your squad, drop him. I think Snoop Dogg, Diggity Dogg said it best. Drop him as though he was hot.
So you're looking to sit Marlon Mack this weekend?
Sit. I don't think he's worth the ink he's printing on, man. Like I don't like Marlon Mack. I'm also curious, why does Washington get these cherry assignments? Like the Giants start off with Jacksonville, and now they get to play the Colts.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, listen, we're not the ones make the NFL schedule. There's something to be said about divisions anyway. It's one of the reasons why the Patriots on a yearly basis could just say, hey, guess what? We're division champions again. We didn't even do anything.
Do you think – what comes first? Do they play the games or do they get the trophy?
Why, as far as being on the Patriots?
Yeah, no. I mean, you're the Patriots. You're in the division.
Yeah.
Which comes the banner of winning division?
Division.
Or do they have to play the games first and be like, all right, I guess we have to do that?
No, they automatically start with the division title. And then it just works backwards from there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. It's a backwards design with what goes on in the AFC East.
By the way, is Gronk changed his number to 69, right?
Wait, what? Is that real?
That's a real thing.
Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, he paid something.
That's not really breaking news, though, or am I just behind?
Depends. Insert dirty joke here. Such a good setup. Such a family show.
No,
I would say you're very much behind. Cough. All right.
Okay. Let's keep going. Fair enough. All right. Well, let me move on to another game for you. Let's talk about Panthers at the Falcons. Vegas giving the Falcons -6 points. Let's talk about the running backs for Atlanta and the Panthers. We've got C.J. Anderson, who was out on Wednesday due to illness.
Interesting.
And actually, I'm going to give you a choice. You don't have to talk about both of them.
Know sucking at football was an illness. Is it contagious?
C.J. Anderson sits out of Wednesday's practice. He did not suit up on Wednesday because of illness. Does not say what that illness is.
Okay.
Or you may talk about Devonta Freeman, who sat out this Wednesday due to a knee injury.
Oh, this is, I hate to do that.
Who do you want to talk about? And is it something or nothing?
I'll talk about Devonta Freeman.
Okay, Devonta Freeman.
You know, I don't normally do
knee injury out for Wednesday's practice.
I don't normally do this because
I'm
a pretty optimistic guy. But this is another big something to worry about. Devonta Freeman didn't do much last week, and now his knee hurts. People have been riding the Devonta Freeman train way past the station.
Well,
he wasn't that good last year. He wasn't that good
the year before.
No.
Well, he had good numbers last year.
Not like he used to.
Well,
He's right. Basically Xerox.
Okay.
Okay. He was great in the 80s, pretty good in the 90s, and then just a train wreck in the 2000s, and now they're closing their
doors. And now they're closing their doors.
Right. But, you know, he's going, but it's a Xerox. Yeah. I'm good on that.
All right. So you're worried about this. Now, not for nothing, CBS Sports also listed Devonta Freeman as bust alert.
Oh.
So that's something or nothing, right? Because, I mean, how much trust can we put into CBS?
I think he's going to be a bust. I wouldn't touch Devonta Freeman with a 20-foot pole.
So if I had him on my bench right now, am I looking to drop him or package him in a trade?
I would wait until he had at least one decent game.
And then look to try to trade.
Yeah.
So do it now early in the season.
And package.
Before, okay. Because if we're saying inevitably the bust will catch up with him,
he's already
sitting out.
The second he scores 15 to 20 points, you put him up.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Fair enough. So Devonta Freeman is something. All right, let's do a couple more of these. A couple of these I thought were actually kind of funny.
Cool.
Chargers at the Bills.
Oh, I can't wait for this game.
Vegas is giving the Chargers -7.5 points.
That's it?
-7.5 points is what Vegas is giving the Chargers.
I gotta go call my bookie like now.
That's actually
-7.5.
-7.5 on the road.
What? But in nice weather.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice. Well.
It's still the
same. Yeah, it's going to be nice weather.
Look, if the Chargers were coming to Buffalo
They're coming across country. That might be why.
Who cares? Yeah. My point is this. If the L.A. Chargers are playing in L.A. weather, fine. If they're playing in like true Buffalo weather, I'd be like, okay, yeah, negative. Sorry, -7. I get that. So basically what you're saying is Melvin Gordon and company versus who is there?
Well, no, he's benched.
Peter benched. Yeah, Peter benched.
He's gone. Okay.
All right. So then Josh Allen.
Mm.
Right. I'm gonna go ahead and say no. I don't think this.
Whoa. Do you want me to give you the player that's in question here, and then you can decide for yourself if it's something or nothing?
I'm okay with that.
So I mean, with Vegas might be onto something here. I don't know. So they're given 7.5, but does it have anything to do? Probably not. Mm. With Travis Benjamin sitting out, did not practice this Wednesday due to a foot injury. Travis can't run. Is listed day to day.
Can hop.
Something.
Okay, it's nothing. It's something if you have Travis Benjamin, but if you have any other receiver for the Chargers, including Antonio Gates, I think you're
good. So you're looking at something as far as if you're the owner of Travis Benjamin, you should be worried that he sat out a day on Wednesday. Yes. But as far as the Chargers, every other receiver on that squad, you're thinking no, nothing really. A big day for Antonio Gates then.
Yeah, you know,
getting more snaps, getting more looks.
I'm playing Mike Williams. Mike Williams scored 10 points last week for me. He looked really really sharp. He's a Chargers receiver. And I'm excited for him. But yes, Benjamin, no, I think if you sit out a whole game and last, it's a small something. Check the injury report tomorrow and then Sunday morning, obviously. And if it's more of the same, big deal. Every time a player says, I feel better, or I'm doing better.
I don't believe players.
I don't buy that.
Why
would you? It's equivalent of a company saying, we don't have a rat problem. We've been cockroach free for years. Our food is fine to eat. The B grade is actually like, when I say B, it means like be cool and eat our food. That doesn't mean B is in, you know, unsanitary. No, I don't trust that for a second. This player's livelihood depends on these tiny little ACL, MCL, foot, all that. No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yep. Let's move on to another one. I got three more for you here. I wasn't sure about time, but I think these are actually going to be kind of interesting.
Okay.
Let me give you another one where you get to choose which player you want to talk about.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Texans at the Titans. This one's actually pretty close with Vegas. Vegas is giving the Texans -1.5 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Texans?
Yeah. They're giving the Texans on the road -1.5 points. Mm. Now, consider this, and you may talk about either one.
Okay.
Two players sitting out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You have DeAndre Hopkins, who sat out all of Wednesday due to a foot injury, and Will Fuller. Hamstring.
Okay, I can address this. I can do this bang, bang. Will Fuller's a something, D-Hop's a nothing.
Ah, okay.
Because sitting on a Wednesday is kind of part of the course for him. I had him last year. I had him the year before.
Does that happen to you? That's a normal occurrence for Hopkins?
Normal. He's got bad feet. He usually sits out on Wednesday.
Is that the plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, plantar fasciitis. Yes, it is. Whereas Will Fuller, I believe Will Fuller the fifth. Right?
That's a lot of kids.
A lot of Fullers.
That's a long line. It's a long line of
Will Fullers. Yeah, that's a something because he didn't play last week, right? I mean, he was very limited last week.
That's true. And if he sat out again this week,
no, he's all right. He's out. And he had injury problems last year.
Yeah, so I mean, at this point, if he's still on your roster, I'm not even thinking about trading. This might be a situation now where you drop.
Alert. I would say this: drop and get your plus. So like, if you only have one tight end, drop and grab a tight end two. If you only have one quarterback, drop and grab a quarterback two.
Right.
Never get a defense two. Never get a kicker two. That's stupid. I mean, what are we, Ross?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan about carrying the two kickers, but there is something to be said about matchups. For defense.
Oh, for defense.
Yeah, I actually don't have any qualms doing that for defenses because you might be trying to outthink your opponent 2 weeks from now.
Okay, I'll amend that. Unless you have a top-tier defense. If you're streaming defenses,
right?
Then yeah, okay, fine, too. But if you're a top-tier and you have a
good defense, just want to hold on to them due to matchup, all right, I could see that. All right, so I got two more here, and I really want, and then we can wrap things up here, but I think these are going to be key something or nothings.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Cowboys and Giants.
Okay. Can't wait.
Giants going out to the Cowboys. Vegas is giving the Cowboys -3.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little confused by that.
Call our book.
But,
yeah.
But,
uh-huh.
Something or nothing. Sterling Sharp.
Sterling Sharp.
What?
Sterling. Did I wake up in the time machine? Sterling Sharp's on television, that's true. But he's behind the desk.
Sterling Sharp
is behind the desk.
Is going to stay behind that desk and wear very loud suits.
He loves those loud suits. They're so loud.
Sterling Shepard.
Sterling Shepard. The one who's in the NFL currently.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
He sat out.
Did he?
Actually, not only did he sat out Wednesday, I believe he also sat out part of Tuesday's practice.
Mm.
And if I'm not mistaken, sat out their walk. Well,
okay, I got that.
I'm just trying to be as accurate as possible with this.
I got you.
Back injury. Still the back. Is that something? Is that nothing? Because immediately you're going to, I would think, and I'm trying to get inside your head.
Good luck. Once you're in there, you can't get out.
I'm thinking you're going to say nothing because that would free up guys like Evans and that would free up guys like Beckham, right? And then you still have your run attack, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know. What, is this something? Is this nothing? I think Vegas is thinking one way.
You know, it's a good point. And that's true. I think it's nothing because I think the Giants have got such a long history of injuries that Pat Shurmur, by the way, Pat Shurmur is really a slurring kind of a name. You know, Shurmur. Shurmur. How about that Shurmur? You know, don't want to mention that. You know, what's your name, sir? Shurmur. You're like, yeah, pull over.
It's like you can't say the word judicial without sounding drunk.
Pat Shurmur.
Sure.
No, I think Pat Shurmur is being very cognizant of the injuries that the Giants have faced in the past, and he's sitting out Sterling Shepard. And you're right. That said, I think Evan Engram and Odell Beckham are going to get huge bumps. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're relying on Sterling Shepard in your lineup, you got a problem. Go get somebody else. He's a wide receiver, too, on a team that's already got a ton of people to throw the ball to. Get rid of Shepard. Drop him.
So if you are in a PPR league, full PPR, I'm curious, would you recommend at all with the situation with Shepard? And again, it's probably going to be a game time decision. Would you pick up a guy like Cody Latimer?
Ooh, Cody Latimer. Yes, I would.
I mean, think of it this way.
Yeah, I would.
He was on the field 2/3 of every play.
Yeah, I would. I'm telling you, yes.
Okay.
For Sterling Shepard, absolutely. Look, here's my thing about Sterling Shepard. Odell Beckham was out Brandon Marshall was out all last year. Sterling Shepard was the he was the wide receiver one, and could not really get the job done. I don't think he broke 1,000 yards.
Mm.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm kind of like.
Well, this was supposed to be his year. This was supposed to be his breakout year.
Yeah. Well, you a wise old man once told me. An old okay, hammer go on. Once said, "You play to win the game."
Hello. You play Hello? To win the game.
Wait, wrong song.
Yeah. Was it, isn't that you play to win this week? Right.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
And I think speculatively, no, No, he's a bust. Always get rid of him, drop him.
Okay.
You should sit on your roster like Cole Beasley.
All right, fair enough. Then I got one more that I've been saving for you. This is the big one.
We squeezed about 40 minutes out of this.
This is the big one. And then we got to wrap things up and get out of here.
We do. We have other places.
All right, people are still trying to finish mowing their lawns here.
Getting a little thirsty here.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Ooh, this is
good. Aaron.
You saved the best for last.
I did save the best for last. Vikings at Packers. Now, Whoa. Vegas is nervous. Vegas is nervous. You know why I know Vegas is nervous? Because the Vikings are on the road at the Packers, and it's a pick 'em no line.
What?
Yeah. The Vikings are on the road going to Green Bay, and Vegas right now, as of today, it's has it as a no line.
No line.
No line.
So you could why?
Just go, wow. Why? Vegas is just, Vegas doesn't know what to do with this. Aaron Rodgers.
Who's a freak, by the way.
Who?
Who's better? Who's a better quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Aaron Rodgers.
By far.
Oh, yeah.
By far. Okay.
Oh, no. Aaron, no. Listen, I made this argument last year, and people started yelling at me.
Why? Counting the rings? No, Tom Brady's an assistant quarterback.
Tom Brady is a fraud. He is a fraud. He is a fraud. He is a fraud. That's another argument for another day. He's going to be exposed. Up. All right. Anywho, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Day to day.
I know.
Game time decision.
I know.
I was looking to see, well, is there any... Refresh. Yeah. No. Still listed. Day to day. Game time decision. His knee.
Yeah. You know, they put him back in that game. Hey, did you see the post game interview?
No, I didn't watch that. I watched the Bills post game, and that was funny.
They were all just bleeding all over each other crying. No. You've really got... For all the listener out there, you've really got to listen to the Aaron post game interview, because he... is pretty much as high as a giraffe's hat, I'll say in this.
Mm.
He is high as a kite. He is so doped up.
Oh, they pumped him up full of everything.
Painkillers.
Huh?
He is like really out of it. And he's like laughing at stuff that he's just random, like he's all over the place. And you're like, yeah, you got back in. They pumped you full of drugs. You he wasn't even able to plant on that knee. He wasn't even planting on that knee. I think this is bad news. I think that this is going to be very bad. I think if you own Aaron Rodgers, dump him. Dump him now.
Whoa. You
dump
mean
him, trade him. Trade
just
him.
Trade him away?
Trade him away.
You don't want to hold on to him? I don't think you can. Well, I wonder if anybody drafted him where he's undroppable. Like if
you can trade him, you can't drop him.
Mm.
You can trade him, you can't drop him because he's too elite.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I think this. I think that he's coming off of injury, right? And I think Coach Mike McCarthy, I think everyone knows, but no one wants to say, right?
Yeah.
That's my big issue. I think he's not playing.
Who's his backup?
Oh, ironically, it's the guy from Cleveland.
Which one? Brady Quinn.
Whenever you don't know the answer, just say the backup from Cleveland.
The backup from Cleveland.
Mom? Here comes Paul's mom.
She would probably do pretty well.
She'd do okay.
She would do okay.
Yeah, no.
Better than Peterman.
Peterman. Yeah, oh God, yeah. No, he put me on the spot. He played for Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
And
Brady Quinn.
No, not Brady Quinn. Not Brady Quinn. Come on, help me out here. Somebody look this up.
Charlie Weiss.
All right, I gotta look it up.
Okay,
while I look it up.
Well, then what you're telling me is that this injury is more than something. It's catastrophic. Here you are thinking that you are drafting the number one quarterback in the league.
DeSean Kizer.
And you're saying that it's
a DeSean Kizer.
No, you came. Right, that was faster.
Yeah.
You had to leave the room for that.
Deshaun Kizer.
Hey, there we go.
All right.
Don't we have interns for that?
Kizer Wilhelm.
We do.
They handed me the slip, and then I backhand said, get away from me.
Do you pick him up?
Creature? Deshaun Kizer?
Yeah.
Ooh, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you do.
Really?
If you have Aaron Rodgers, you need to get his backup.
You have to pick up his backup? I don't think you have to pick up his backup. I mean, just because you have a backup doesn't mean you put him in.
Okay,
you know
okay,
what?
Okay,
they're
okay.
putting in Peterman's backup this weekend. I'm not going to go out and get the...
I'll say this. If you have
Josh Allen?
If you have Aaron, keep an eye on Deshaun Kizer on the wire.
Okay.
The second it goes, Aaron Rodgers is out, grab Deshaun Kizer. Or I will. I'll grab Deshaun Kizer and just hold on to him.
Just for a rainy day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Man, they are so screwed. Oh! Think about this, though. Everyone's stock will fall. Jimmy Graham.
Right.
See you later. Geronimo, what's his name? Who actually had a good game last week.
Yeah.
Allison, I think? Nah, can't be right. Whatever. His first name's Geronimo. Out. Devontae Adams.
So this is a domino effect.
Look, when you have the greatest quarterback of all time throwing you the ball.
Not for nothing, Adams was also on the injury report. So that's not helping their case either. I mean, it's bad enough that they're going to lose one. They're probably going to lose both.
Oh, man.
So do you blame Vegas?
No.
Or are you disappointed that Vegas didn't have the cojones to not make it in no line? They don't have a quarterback.
You think they'll come up with a line or no?
It's day to day. Aaron Rodgers is listed day to day.
You got the Vikings. You got Kirk Cousins, who's actually good.
Yeah.
Okay. You got Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook.
But no,
plus a great defense.
It comes down to does he play? Does he not play? And even you got Aaron Rodgers hobbling around on one leg, doped up. That's still going to get Vegas money somehow, some way.
That's awesome.
Him not on the field, you can't set a line.
All right.
It's day to day. So hopefully some of this information, probably none of this information, helped you guys out. Please don't forget to set the rest of your lineups. We're going Saturday. Many of you already forgot to do your stuff yesterday. We did have a Thursday game.
What?
We had a game last night. Oh. And I had the take of the century that would have got you the cash.
They call him the time traveler.
Oh, yeah. Too late.
Because he's always too late. Remember, what do we want? A time machine. Yeah. When do we want it? That's irrelevant.
That was irrelevant. Because you got a time machine.
Right, yeah.
You know, we could have done pick'ems for the league, but you know what? I don't think it's fair because we already had Thursday night games. We'll save that for next week. But I think we'll just finish up with reminding guys, hey, did you pay your dues yet for your league? Or are you looking to sandbag to the end of the season? Call now and get your league dues in.
Yeah, price goes up.
Price goes up.
Yeah, next month.
Price
goes up by $10.
Yeah.
And if anyone's out there listening that's not in our league,
pay your dues.
Pay your dues, too. And if you're a commissioner and you charge guys $50, have $50 September, $60 October, $75 November.
Yes.
It just keeps going up.
Yes.
Like a bad APR, baby.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, for Paul.
And Hamburger.
Stay classy, San Diego.
did we talk about San Diego?
Yeah, they're playing. Oh, no, now it's... The San Diego Chargers are now the LA Chargers.
Ah, that's. I always forget about that.
Poor San Diego. All they have now is really good weather. And beautiful women. Oh well.
It could be worse.
Could be in Buffalo.
It could be in Buffalo.
Bad weather.
Those teams are
bad weather. Bad teams. Thank you.